Final chapter, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. The last 2 days found Damon Bungard and his tracking dog Jaeger searching for a bull elk that Damon had hit with an arrow. The bull took off, and the two hunting companions started tracking. Jaeger first sent it onto an old cow carcass and then found a dead ground squirrel. 0 for 2. But then...
he thought he had found something again. I was like, you know, you're doing good, pal. This is 2 dead things. Let's find a third. Then he actually jumped a real live cow. She took off. And then the guys with us were like, hey, I think I found some blood. And I said, okay. So got Jaeger then up to there where they were. And then it was like, bing, bang, boom. Up the mountain, cut a zigzag down, turned, and there was the bull. And it looked like that bull had just been walking, and then just landed on his chest. If you watch the video, you'll hear the relief in my voice. And that's the highs and lows of hunting right there. So I was super stoked. That's my first archery bull. To not have made a bad shot. And it was interesting because we didn't find the arrow. And I was like, oh, maybe he just pulled it out somewhere in the oak brush. So we took it to the processor. We were actually able to get that elk out pretty much whole on a hay bale loader, flatbed. I warned the processor there near Ouray, Colorado. And I was like, hey, there could be an arrow still in there. We didn't find it. And sure enough, they called an hour later and they're like, hey, found your arrow. I was shooting fixed blade. So a little bit of luck, you know, hunting, you're trying to get the shot you want. I wanted that shot to be a couple inches lower. And that goes back to why I'm willing to often put a dog on shots I think you don't know, because when you do get shots in marginal areas, it really does boil down to millimeters here or there.
Good story, good outcome. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.